There is a power that God released to his people. And that power flowed through the cross. That is the power that this month we are coveting. The Bible says somewhere, as a man maketh his bed, that is, and he lay on it. He says, it's what you sow, you reap. There is no harvest without sowing. There will be no harvest this year if you did not sow. And this is, you can't talk of success without the power for success. Your testimony at the end of the year is going to be determined by the prayers you will pray this first month of the year. It's a 12-month journey beginning from January, and we want to fully possess our possession. There is the due order. Hallelujah. You can't start the new year as if it is continuation of the last year. Beginning is beginning. End is end. Oh, glory be to God. And the end is always determined by how you started. And that is what this empowerment program is all about. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24 made a statement there. Before we sit down, if we can just read it.
But
who is Christ? You see it here.
But unto them which are called, both Jews.
Are they called here? Is anybody called here? Eh? If you are among them, shout hallelujah.
But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom
of
God.
Who is Christ?
The power of God and the wisdom of God.
Who is Christ?
The power of God and the wisdom
of
God.
Who is Christ?
The power of God and the wisdom of God.
So if you want the power of God, go to Jesus. If you want to be empowered, go to Jesus. Simple. And that is why we are having this empowerment program through the cross. That power was released through the cross. God bless you. Be seated. Amen. Listen very well. And may the Lord bless us specially. Give everyone special blessing tonight in the name of Jesus. There are more people connected around the world online than the people sitting down here. So let them know that we know they are with us by waving hands to all the online members. And if you are on Zoom and we can see you, can you also wave your hand as we all say shalom, shalom, shalom. Shout shalom, somebody. Shout shalom. Shout it very well. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And tonight, I want us to look at my exhortation, the power of love. The power of love. The power of love. Love, love, love. The greatest power that exists on earth is not the power that raises the dead. No. In fact, the dead is raised because of that power. The greatest power that exists on earth is the power of love. The Bible says that Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. It is that power. Amen. The power of God. Wisdom to do what? It is the wisdom that God used to save his people. To redeem us. He used Christ. Christ is that wisdom. And that wisdom is so mysterious. Until Christ will tell you, the knowledge of who he is, that knowledge is a rock upon which his church is built, and the gate of hell cannot prevail. And he told Peter, you know me as Christ, the Son of God. Flesh and blood cannot reveal to you who Jesus is. Now you can read it in the Bible and say, Jesus is the Son of God. It's written there, now you're repeating what is written. But do you understand the meaning of the Son of God? That statement, the Son of God. That statement, the Son of God. Thou art Christ, the Son of God. Very deep in meaning. It's a revelation. And in Luke chapter 10 and verse 22, the Lord Jesus Christ made that statement.
All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son
now,
is.
Now, no man knows who the Son of God is.
But the Father?
Only the Father and knows who the Son is.
And who the Father is.
Nobody knows who the Father of Jesus Christ is.
But the Son.
Only the Son, Jesus, knows who his Father is.
And he to whom the Son will reveal.
And unless the Son reveal his Father to you, you will never know him. You will go to school of theology and tear him into three. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And here and here, everywhere in the Bible, written everywhere, he keep confusing them until one day Philip asked, so show us this Father, your Father. Every time you're talking, Father, where is he? And what did he tell Philip in John 14? What did he say?
Jesus said unto him, John 14 verse 9. Jesus said
14 verse 9.
Have I been so long time with
you? He said, go to verse 8.
Philip said unto Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and he sufficeth us.
Show us who this your Father is, not the Father. What did he say?
And he sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip?
He said, show us the Father. You are saying, I've been with you, you don't know me. Is it you I'm talking about? We're talking about the Father. You are saying, have I been so long with you? You don't know me.
He that has seen me has seen the Father.
He that has seen Jesus has seen the Father.
And how sayest thou then, show us the Father?
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see why he is the wisdom of God. And until you catch this revelation, you will never know how to relate with him. When you come to this ministry, you come across us in any way, the passion all of us ministers in this church, the pastors have, is to make you understand who Jesus is, because knowing him is power. Knowing him is power. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. And this is a teaching ministry. I am a teacher of God's word. Amen. They argue with me. The people, up to some few 3 days ago, a pastor was telling me, brother, I don't know why you have quarrel with the office of apostle. We know you are an apostle. What's your definition of an apostle, sir? He said, you go everywhere now. You are going up and down. I say, going up and down, only 2 ministries go up and down. Evangelist and a teacher. Who told you he's an apostle? Praise the Lord. Apostle does not move from church to church. He's a teacher that moves from church to church. Evangelists don't move from church to church. Evangelists go to where there is shrine. Evangelists will go to marketplaces where they don't have time for God. Amen. when people don't know their calling. I say, anywhere I go, I am a teacher. I'm not an apostle. There is no office now called apostle. They hate it. It's Pentecostal abracadabra. It's very funny if you understand the nonsense going on in Christianity. Everybody wants to be a big person. Okay, how do you become apostle? Nobody, you wake up, change your name, Apostle Zoe. What's your name? I am Apostle Zoe. That's how you became apostle. Then some of them will come without their nonsense, lie. The Lord spoke to me that I am giving you an apostolic commission. Then they begin to, because they believe the apostolic ministry is higher. The highest office now is the pastoral office. People don't know it. All other offices in the ministry are under a pastor. So I'm stressing this so that when I'm teaching you something, you are under a grace. Practice what I teach you. Heaven will back it up. Prophet Sunday, you are in my office. And Onyemere. Is it Onyemere? Samuel. Choir. Musician. And I'll tell you, I say, anything I teach you, I say, practice it. I'll give you testimony.
Yes, sir.
I say, practice it. It is what I have confirmed. Amen. And I know that if any man, any woman, the day you get to know who Jesus Christ is, your problem on earth is settled. It's settled. And you don't know him by going to a Bible school. You don't know him by going to the mountain. The day God saved you, did he meet you on a mountain? Amen. You know him by a personal experience. Something that anchors you. Something he will call your attention. He will just call your attention. That is all he does. What God does for every one of us is he will cause your attention. Then you will understand, come to me. Before you will hear him say, come to me, it means you are looking for where to go. There's something you are looking for. Come to me. Personally, I was sick. And they prayed for me. Inside prison yard. Prisoners. They dragged me. When they saw me sick, he said, come, let's pray for you. I was in my heart. Now here now, they know God inside prison. I don't know God for outside. Now here now, I know God. As careless as it was, I went and stood there. Nobody touched me. They stretched forth their hand and prayed and told me to go. Simple prayer of faith. When I reached, that nonsense disappeared. I went to their leader. Their pastor said, that thing people prayed for. I had already told my wife to meet a doctor to give me drugs. I knew I was finished. I said, I'm healed. And he was not surprised. He said, sure, we prayed for you now. You'll be healed. That is the beginning. And he opened Bible and he was showing me a prisoner. After I said, who is this Jesus? See the attention? That is why I preach the message that titled, Why the Miracles? Jesus did not die to be making miracles. The miracle is to make you come to him, to know him. Every testimony he gives you is to give you the reason to know that he is real. Don't look at him as a miracle worker. He uses the miracle for him, for you to know that he is your savior. He is your redeemer. But not too many people know this. And because you don't know it, you don't know who he is, why he went to the cross on Calvary, it is reflecting on the way you relate with him. People now don't serve Jesus. What they serve him is they serve him for what they are expecting from him. What they are expecting from him. And so, this is why they pay my tithe to Jesus. Imagine, I pay my tithe from January to December. By the end of December, nothing to show for it. Can you see? You have nothing to show for it. Are you dead or alive? It's by your power you are alive, Abby. You have nothing to show. That I'm alive is evidence that I'm serving a living God. People died. I'm alive. You say I have nothing to show for it. The day you get to know him, you will serve him for what he has done for you. Not what he will do for you. What he has done for me is greater than any other thing he will ever do for me. The greatest thing he can do for me is what he has done for me. Hallelujah. That song that I say, he has done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. Where did he take it away? At the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the bodies of my heart, he rolled away.
It was there.
The soul that sinners shall die. Every one of us, we owed God debt. But he paid the debt. He did not owe.
I owed a debt.
I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Now I can see
a brand new soul.
Why? Because what you are condemning me for was nailed on the cross on Calvary. Was taken away from me. The day you cut that revelation, somebody is telling me why they carry my name go shrine. Which is shrine? You are afraid. You say you're a Christian, you're afraid of demons. You're afraid of shrine. One uncle that is a witch. That's why you cannot go. Maybe you're listening to me. Somebody, you called me from somewhere in the east about a family problem. You traced a young girl, and she was saying, "My God will do it. Why not? Let's come and pray in the family." And they tell you, said this one, he passed church. He said he passed the church. This case is settled by native way, not the church. Hallelujah. Not the church. Not the church. You see how Christianity has been reduced to. They have no regard for us again. But my faith has found a resting place, not in device, not greed. I trust the valley in one. Oh, yes. Of the cross. I have experienced it. That is why I want you to know what I know, so that we can flow together. You can't remain baby every time. Pastor, pray for me. Pastor, pray for me. And you are asking me to pray for you because there is something I know you don't know. If you know what I know, you won't be disturbing me because, oh, this thing, praise the Lord. There is no special anointing because I'm a pastor. It is knowledge. It is knowledge. It's knowledge. Knowledge of what happened on the cross on Calvary. That is why I say, if we are going to be empowered by the knowledge I know of the power of God, I say, let's go to the cross. That is why the matter was settled. But how many people believe it? How many people know it? Study. When I say study, listen very well. When I say study, the Bible says study to show thyself approved unto God. Now listen, there are different ways of studying. You can study by reading the Bible. But you can also study by his manifestations. By God's manifestations, you get to know him. You get to know him. And every day, we are knowing him better and better, better and better, better and better. Initially, when the ministry started, and I began, I pray for people. I used to say, somebody come, shake me. How now? We shake. Then the same person comes again. I say, I am sick. I say, shake me for your healing. And then power of God will pack the person. I say, ah, but we don't shake before, nothing happened. Now I shake again, something happened. What did happen? Now that is the study. You see, until one day when my wife was sick and I laid my hand on her with sleepy eyes. I was sick. She couldn't sleep. And she woke me to tell me she couldn't sleep. And I lay my hand and say, receive your healing in Jesus' name, on her head. And God opened my eye and I saw a light from my hand that pierced into her head. And I looked at her. She closed her eyes, she was asleep. And when she woke up in the morning, I said, what happened after I lay my hand on you? And then she said, immediately I lay my hand, something came over her hand, she just slept off. The nonsense left. Now, somebody will say, you see, I'm very anointed. Student, what did happen? Then I understood, this sign shall follow them that believe. They will lay hand on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Then I say, oh, the hand of a believer is not ordinary hand. Not me. Don't look at me. Don't tell me, lay hand on me, pastor. You don't get hand. It is not just for me. He said, this sign shall follow them that believe. So we, our hand is no ordinary hand. That's why he said they will take up any deadly thing and it shall not hurt them. Oh, glory be to God. And so Deacon Chinedu brought somebody, said the nano, that thing, what did they do, computer, they diagnose something. When they hold something, they meter, go, they read. Then Chinese machine go, they tell you what thing they happen, so that you go, they buy their supplement. Everybody, they must see something, so that they will sell their medicine. Chinese abracadabra. Now, so they say, you will diagnose your body. I say, he said, don't worry, he go pay. He paid, he brought it. I held the thing. The meter refused to move. The man said, I mean, something happened for the wire. He check him again. He fix him, fix him. He said, oh, yeah, hold up. The machine died. Then he carried, put for your own hand. The machine move. They said, okay, make a hold him again. The machine died. I said, what? I said, who did you do it last? He said, but Chinedu. I said, call Chinedu now. Chinedu, hold him. The machine move. Make a hold him again. The machine die. Then, he said, what did happen? I said, oh, brother. I said, I have been in fasting and prayer. There are spiritual electrons. Power, jump power. The lesser power shall bow. Oh, glory be to God. I say, it can't work. You're wasting your time. It can't work. Praise the Lord. You go and carry any deadly thing. Oh, glory be to God. He said, you take it, it will not hurt you, because as you touch it, it neutralizes. They say, power we have now. Now, when you see it, you don't begin to say, you see, I'm very powerful. No. God is revealing himself to you. Then it makes you have more faith. When I say God will heal you, it's not because I read healing in the Bible, or I read how William Branham was healing people. That is a William Branham testimony. Where is my own testimony? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why William Branham preached a message entitled The Second-Handed Robe. We will know, we can go and buy second-hand cloth, but you can't compare second-hand cloth with a new cloth. Original is original. Hand me down, hallelujah, will not have the same effect as a personal experience you have. And it is on that basis I teach you. And when I teach you, if you don't understand but you heard me, just go and practice. God will take over from there and prove to you that what you heard is correct. Go and practice. Do you ever see me preach in this church pointing you to me? No. If I want to go the rest, I know the grace I have. I know the grace I have. If I want to stay here and be entertaining you, you'll be clapping for me. When you see anointing, you'll be clapping for me. I know the grace I have. When this church started, when those anointing, it's good to know your word. Anything I tell the angel to do, the whole church will watch, he will do it. Go and bring that person out. He will go bring and come. When you think, throw him for here, he will fling him for here. They go clap him for me. One day I say, the anointing is not for entertainment. Father, forgive me, I will not do it again. If you know, he said, knowing him, those that know their God, what will happen? I say, what will happen? Do you know him? You know why I'm saying this? I want you to open your heart. See, he said he stands at the door and knock. All you want to do is just open your heart. He will come in. One prayer that God answers quickly is the prayer that I want to know you. I want to know you. How many people want to know him? How many people want to know him? Your testimony will reveal to you who he is in the name of Jesus. Shalai, will come to me. Shalai, or they will carry my cloth. carry my shoe. Go to a shrine. If it is a real shrine, if it is correct shrine, the priest will beat the person who carry that thing come. Because you have come to destroy his power. People don't know it. You have come to destroy his power. Some of you who were here that day when that young girl was challenging my God. So we say, okay. You know, Elijah was on a Mount Carmel showdown. The God of Baal and the God of Israel, let's see who be the real God. He is the one we will serve. An opportunity come. The girl say, is it by force to serve this your Jesus, this your God? She didn't even want to call the name. I don't know how many of you remember that testimony. Okay, you were here that day. After the service like this. So I told her, okay, let's know now. You have your own God. I mean, yes, is it by force to serve your own? Okay. If my own is stronger than your own, will you serve me? I mean, will you serve my God? If your own is stronger, I will serve your own. If my own is stronger, you will serve my own. Do you agree? You look at me. I say, if you are able to leave this church and go out and go home, then your God is stronger than my God. I didn't say secretly, I said with microphone, the whole world was hearing. He said, leave me. I said, no, stand up now and go. If your God, every smart, you are the one following her. Some of them came and met me and said, ah, daddy, you put off a high jump. Which high jump? They that know their God. Hallelujah. You all saw her. She stood up, dusted herself, went to her seat, cleaned herself, wear her shoe, carry her back. As she reached out there. Amen. The angel of God, Bill, I said, Koboko, they use. And ran and came back. Not only came back, and we didn't know that the source of her power was in her waist. Fell down, opened her cloth. Women had to bring cloth to cover her up, to remove the beads that she put on her own. We didn't know there was anything like that. Finished there, left there, came to the altar and collapsed here. Gave her life to Christ. She was baptized that day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen. And those of you, instead of putting your trust in God, you put your trust in man. Hallelujah. God trained me to put my trust completely on him. He made sure men disappointed me when I needed them. It's a training. That is part of the study. The experience you went through is the study period. Each experience makes you know him better. Experience is not under anointing, you fall down. Brother, if you fall down under anointing, it's an experience. You're supposed to stand up and say, wait till make me fall down. Sister Peace, you are listening to me now from United Kingdom. She was sitting somewhere according to her. She came from a church that did not believe in this anointing. And she came, she saw just worship. People are just worshiping, and people are falling under anointing. And she was saying, what are these people doing? She was grumbling there. According to her, Sister Peace, if what I'm saying, if you are joining us now from UK, maybe too much cold to make you enter blanket. You're not hearing me now. If you are hearing me, confirm, call and confirm. And she said, somebody, a sister was sitting by her side and was telling her, don't talk like that. That's how I came. I came from Togo. The first time I came to, this was what I was thinking. This thing is real. And she was saying, these people are seeking for notice so that people will notice them. They are falling down. He said, don't talk like that. She said, the next thing is, she didn't know, again, she recovered at the altar. She said, when she recovered at the altar. And she said she was so ashamed. She stood up and cleaned herself. So this thing is true. So this thing is real. For you to know, Hallelujah. It became an experience that she began to say, so this thing is real. What is happening? What manner of man is this, Jesus? What is happening? This is Adoluga from Ireland. You are listening to me. When I went to Germany, you came there. You told me this testimony yourself that I preached. And some people, women were sitting behind her and they were grumbling while I was preaching. So we are in Germany. And she said, she almost told the people, disturbing me, let's listen to him. This man is false. Just because they are waiting to see, I beg you, they're talking too much because I was condemning all the nonsense they do. And then I said, stand up. And I made a statement. If what I have spoken is the truth, God will confirm it now. Immediately I spoke like that, God came down. In fact, the two of them there, they started with them. They fell down and scattered chair for back. And then when we finished, they were hearing the na man of God though. She was hearing me. Bila said, na man of God, through with this. So it's an experience for you to know that this Jesus we serve is real. It's not a story. When he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Now, when we start worshiping, sometimes you see somebody will just fall under anointing. You that you are normal, that anointing is a sign for you. It is evidence. It's telling you, look, I am here. Can't you see what is happening? So that your faith will be lifted up. That is how people connect. A testimony is going on. And you have, somebody said, he was watching me online. I think one woman that had a problem. And then I told the woman, lie down. She said before her television, she said she has the same problem. So she too lay down there. And when she stood up, that woman was testifying, mine is God. She said she too discovered her own two left. She connected, she believed. If her own goes, my own too will go. The man that one Sunday, somebody with that came here with crutches. And God healed the person here. And he came also with crutch. And he was telling God, if you do it for that, you do it for me too. And power came upon her, upon him. And he found himself, he dropped it. He said, if he's walking me too, I will walk. And drop his own. And walked to the altar here. Hallelujah. The experience is not for you to clap hand. It is for you to have faith that he is real. If I tell you he heals. It's because he has healed me. He has healed me. I've been sick and he healed me. The sister that testified on Sunday here, they have concluded her case. It was finished. But she came here, she saw something. She had faith. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And all she said was, that when I was praying for her, that I made a statement, which I can't remember, she's the one that was saying it, that I said, Lord, prove that you call me by this testimony. Lord, prove that you called me by this testimony. She said she held on to that statement. I know you called that man. Confirm it by my testimony. And cancer disappeared. The sister that directed her. Who you be?
Hello. Peace from the UK.
Okay. God bless you. Uh-huh. You are the doubting person, Abby.
Sister Peace from the UK, yes.
Tell us what happened.
What happened was that I think it was a vigil. So there's a sister that came from Ogun State. While we're praying, I didn't close my eyes because so many people were just falling down and I was really irritated by it. I was like, why are these people falling down? Are they seeking attention or what? So the lady by my side was like, know that they are not seeking attention, that it has actually happened to her. So that, no, that it cannot happen to me. That it's just, all these things are just child's play, or they are trying to seek, maybe let them call them out. So while they were falling down, I was just opening my eyes. I wasn't concentrating. But the next thing I noticed that I didn't even know what happened. I saw myself in front.
Hey.
As in, I don't know. I didn't know what happened at all. I was like, God, how am I going to stand up from here? Everybody's watching me. It was really embarrassing. So I just had to sneak out and came back to my seat. And the woman had told me, I told you.
You
cannot say that thing. If you say that thing, something will happen. Immediately, I was just humble and I sat down and I started praying. I was concentrated.
From that day, you will not.
I confirmed this.
You confirm, church. Clap your hands now. She confirm. Hallelujah. She confirm. And you too, you will confirm the reality of God today. I say you will confirm the reality of God today, in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it again. Hallelujah. You know Christ better, not from my teaching, but from your experience. You will know him better, not from my teaching. Teaching may be academic, but when you have a personal experience with him, then you can be my witnesses. And the witnesses of Jesus is the manifestation of his power.
Yes, sir.
The power that converts is the first witness. I want to talk about love, but I don't know why the Spirit of God is dragging me this way. I want to talk about the power of love, but it's like he wants us to go into action. Stand up, church. It's like he wants us to go into action. I will continue the power of love on Sunday. Not the type of love some of you showed me, in wishing me happy birthday. Even people who hate me were saying happy birthday. Not that type of love. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Not the type of love, kingdom builder, so they now buy me car. Not that type of love. Because some people may even contribute grudgingly. Not that type of love. It's a type of love that is God's kind of love. It is God's own kind of love. Brethren, there is power in it. Let's get to understand it. For God so loved the world. That is what we want to look at. He so loved the world. Until the power could not keep him from saving a wretched sinner like me. The power. You can't help but to love even the person that hates you. It's an extra power. Hallelujah. It's an extra power. That power overwhelmed God. He could not see his children going to hell. Even though they don't like him, they hate him, they do all the nyama nyama. For God so loved the world, so love. There's a power in it. There's a power in it. We'll look at it on Sunday. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When that power is in you, you are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. That power came on the day of Pentecost. That's why they could sell all their property and share it among the poor. Everybody had enough. But these days, hey. And I'll let you know why the Bible says, because iniquity shall abound. He said, the love of many shall wax cold. We'll look at it. One of the reasons also why Christians are weak, Apostle Paul tells us, is because when they come before the communion like this, they come hating one another and they are claiming they are one, because iniquity shall abound. It is fulfilled now. What is iniquity? The Bible says the mystery of iniquity doth already work. From the first church age, what is the mystery of iniquity? The mystery of iniquity is that the church that was pure, Satan came and planted his own there also and mixed it up. So until you don't even know whether this is a real brother or it's a tear. So now, Christians, I can't even stand for a Christian brother, shorty, to borrow money. For this church, I don't pay tithe. They don't carry me go police. Because I stood for somebody. Ah, it's my brother. Don't worry. Give him the money. After he collected the money, he left the church. It disappeared. So I have to pay. You think you are employing a Christian brother, Christian sister to work for you. Then you let loose your guard. When he finish with you, you go no say there is iniquity. So because of it, it destroyed the fabric of love. Instead of love, we now have suspicion one against another. Inside the church, they can set you up to fall. They gossip one another, lie against one another. Envy in the church. That is the spirit of iniquity. So because of it, the church is weak. The church is sick. That is what the Bible is saying. Iniquity shall abound. Therefore, the love. What is love? Listen. The immune system of a believer is love. Once your immune system is destroyed, then every opportunistic disease comes in. And you become sickly. That's why a Christian cannot pray again. When you see a brother, you remember what he has done against you, your saliva will become bitter. All manner of things going on in the church. All manner of things. How can I come to church? Then after service, I lost my phone. You think everybody that come here, take care of your any property you have. Oh. If you have anything, all this one at the wrong, come altar. Carry your bag, oh, if there's money inside. Hold on, come altar. When you drop in, you carry your house. As you pray here, leave one eye open. Oh. Inside church. Inside the church. Inside the church. Inside church. A pastor, Gio, came here for prayers. Came to see me. Maybe you're watching me now. I don't call your name. So nobody know you. Nobody see yourself that day. Came for prayers. And I called Prophet Sunday and Sister Marachi to come and pray. He's a big man. Things have turned upside down in his ministry. And he came for prayers. And it was Sister Marachi that opened him up. Ah, but you're married, sir. He said, yes. They see two sisters are quarreling over you. See, Sunday you remember Amarachi? He said, see what is happening. You dated one, then you drop her, you can't carry the second one. So they have found out. So the other one that you drop has vowed to pull you down. She'll be agent, you didn't know. That's why you are suffering. I bet you are married. Why are you doing all that? The man broke down, was crying with tears. Iniquity. In the church, overseer, they sleep with the girls. in the church. In the church. Which power will we have again? We have the accuser of the brethren. The accuser's day and night. What do we overcome him by? Where is the overcoming power? By the blood of the Lamb. Is that blood speaking for you? Praise the Lord. But I don't know what will happen, because Jesus Christ said, this condition will continue till the end, when the reapers will separate the wheat from the tares, or the tares from the wheat. But until then, hallelujah. All he told us, the only way to do it is, he said, be as wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. Wisdom. 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 The Bible said, to every man that asketh, give. But there are people that come to the church and all they do is beg here, beg here, beg here, beg here, beg here. Until when a brother or a sister is coming to me to tell me your problem, I am not believing you. What is coming in my mind is, I don't know how many more people in the church he has gone to tell the same story. You see? So, and maybe he didn't tell anybody. Maybe it's just me. But because of what is happening in the church, as he's telling me, I am not agreeing. And something in me, I hope, is not one of them. That is what the church has been reduced to. You have empty rooms in your house, but you are aware that somebody does not have house. You are afraid to bring the person into your house because you don't know who you are bringing. Iniquity shall abound. The love of many wax cold. So you want to help, but you are scared. You don't know who you are bringing in. If you bring one young girl now, it will drive your wife to come out, take over. Praise the Lord. You bring somebody now, say, okay, I will give you 1 month to stay. 1 year after, you know, Grigo. What will happen now, brother? You will be brother now. You'll be brother. Which kind of Christianity be this? Go stay there. No go anywhere. Here, go stay. And if you saw that, he will attack you. He will attack you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Therefore, hallelujah. Have a personal relationship with God so that he can lead you. He says, them that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So that he will lead you. He will lead you. He will lead you. Praise the Lord. He will lead you. My brother is a very rich. Our brother, very rich. So he says, everybody now, you know, everybody will run to him. Looking for money. Please now, every brother now, brother now. So he put a principle, God, anybody you want me to help, reveal to me by yourself. If you like, think otherwise. Some say he's stingy. He's not stingy. He knows what the kind of people that will come to him. He told me, most of the people that he employed in his company were his churchmen. They said, Brother Moses, if you know what I have gone through. And he cannot take them to police. So before he stands for you, is this one of them? Love. Let me go. Blessed Lord, in the way thou hast. That's our prayer. Lead us straight to the land. bow. Give a cheer everywhere to the sun and the low. Feel my way every day. Hallelujah. And it's very easy to know the test. Very easy. Very, very easy. When you stop giving them, they will attack you. So know them. When they come, brother, then you say you no get. They come second time, you say you no get. They start to fight you. And some of these pastors that are fighting me even in the internet. It's only me and them know what's going to happen. That's why I know they reply them. Once I noticed that the whole relationship was a parasitic relationship, I cut what I'm doing. Without fight, though. As they tell me in problem, as soon as they tell them my own. Amen. The next thing, you will see them in the camp of my enemies. They and then they are throwing stone at me. Then some of you are asking, no, but this one went there with us. But this is, hey, I say, hey, na so. Now me know what happened. Praise the Lord. By their fruits, ye shall know them. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Have you had people suffering from the cause of poverty? They brag about it. Me, Olumide, me, go beg Olumide. If he's the last person I will go to, I will never go to ask anything from him. As if it is, there's something glorious about going to ask, to beg. Me, I would rather die than to go and ask Olumide for anything. Me. You are suffering from a spirit of poverty. You don't know it. It's a cause. You have two hands like him. You're a human being, man like him. Then you are saying, you're not going to beg because you live your life by begging. By their fruits, you will know them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Also, one of them that was asking me, recently, maybe I hear him, I don't call your name, oh, so don't say, I'll talk with you. I didn't call your name. Oh. And he says, I should remember him at the end of the year. Make I remember him in a gift. There's a way he put it. You are great. Something about greatness. You know, you are, those of you that are great, remember us in your offering. Say, pastor, overseer of a church. And I said, there's nobody that is great except Jesus. Stop calling me great. What makes me great? He said, that is spiritual now, physical now. You are greater than. Then I told him, and I said that, why must I be the only one giving you? It's a period for giving. So you too, you give now. I've been giving you before. This one, now you go give. Then, you know, he said, okay, I should send my account number. Let him send me his widow's mite. And I talk in my mind. I'm going to ask you to send something to me before you send to me. Of course, I didn't send him my account. And to tell you that he didn't mean it, if you are hearing me now, why you not remind me? I should not see him. All these funny spirits fill the church of Jesus Christ. I know that Evie Smart. I know that you are richer than me. Now, but you always give me before. But this December, I never bring anything. Now, listen now. You have not brought anything. Even New Year, you never bring anything. Now, I should not be angry. It means this year, you no get. I shouldn't be angry. Think positively. If you gave me last year, you didn't give me this year. Why am I angry with you? It means you don't have. Now, if I love you, if they give me, I will remember you and I'm not going to not come to me for it. Praise the Lord. The Lord will visit somebody today. There is an anointing that will come upon you. Thank you, Father. There is an anointing that will come upon somebody. That this year, amen. Please don't miss Sunday service. I want you to understand the power of love. It's very interesting. Very, very interesting. If you understand this power of love, I'm telling you, hallelujah. Love does not move by an anointing. Love does not move by a sensation. Love moves in the heart. And it's very powerful. It's very, very powerful. You don't wait. Love does not wait. Love constrains you, pushes you. You can't stop it. It's a power. And when you operate in that realm, you become a super being. For God is love. And he that loveth is of God. The second name of God is what? Say very loud. The second name of God is what? Did you say it? Eh? Listen. The first name of God, as far as we are concerned, is Yeshua. That is why we call Jesus in Greek. We call it Jesu Yoruba. Yesu in Hausa. Igbo people na Jesus. Okay, I know that Elder David told me that Yoruba, Igbo have the name. What do they call Igbo? He said they call him Jesu. That is his first name. What does he mean? It also means Yeshua, Joshua. We call him Joshua. It means Jehovah saves. We know him as a savior. That is his first name. But we have forgotten that. Hallelujah. He will not be a savior. He is a savior only because he is love. It is his attribute of love that made him to be a savior. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is his attribute of love. For God so loved the world that he became a savior. And you know what? He didn't send a day he came to go and die for others. He came by himself. Oh, glory be to God. He came by himself and offered himself a sacrifice. He died. It's Jehovah God that came and died on the cross. As you are holding this bread and this wine, you are looking at the body and blood of Jehovah God. That is what you are connecting to. How can your situation remain the same? How can that sickness remain the same when it was dealt with on the cross of Calvary? How can any shrine, course, follow you? It's a foundational problem. I told that sister, I said, why are you bothering to do deliverance for the whole of your family? Save yourself first. You come out of that course. Then when they see you progressing, then they will come for you. they will come to your God. We are supposed to be witnesses. My salvation is a witness to my Muslim brothers and sisters. Same father, same mother. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we ready now? We are going to pray. And the prayer you are going to pray is, fill my way every day with love. As I walk with the heavenly Lord, let me go.
Although I feel so satisfied, hear my way every day with love.
Hallelujah. That's the prayer we're going to pray. As you are eating this bread, you are eating love. You are drinking love. If not for this ordinance, if not for this, where will I be? Where will I be? I think Olumide, Pastor Olumide said, God did not promise us long life. He promised us something better than long life. What did he promise us? Eternity. Eternity, eternity, eternity. Hallelujah. For me to live is Christ, and if you kill me, is gain. Because I know where I'm going. This heaven, I must go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I must go. And why do I know I must go? I'm not claiming it by faith. I have an experience that has assured me. I have an experience that has assured me. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 14 or so, the last verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. What does it say? The last verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Abideth faith.
Uh-huh.
Hope.
Hope.
Charity.
Charity.
These three.
These three.
But the greatest of these is charity.
Eh?
But the greatest of these.
You are
is
reading
charity.
Which verse? 14
First
or 13?
Corinthians 13, verse 13.
13, verse 13. Thank you. I want them to see it. That's why. And now abided what?
Faith.
Faith.
Hope.
Hope.
Charity.
Charity. These are the three identifications of a believer. But the greatest of these three is what?
Charity.
Charity is God's kind of love. And he told the Colossians, it is the bond of perfection. When you reach this stage, then you have reached perfection. Because at that level, you are now moving like God. It is at that level that you don't even pray in the name of Jesus anymore. For it is the spirit of adoption. Where you can say, if you see me, you see Jesus. When you speak, heaven backs it up. Because you are speaking from a pure heart. A clean heart. A heart that is filled with compassion and love. There's a power that goes. It raises the dead. It heals the sick. That is the one that the minister will pray for a terminal disease. And he said, oh, this person, now die, they die so. And there's a compassion that comes upon you. That compassion that comes upon you springs from a well of love. And anything you say under that compassion comes to pass. If under that compassion you see a poor man, and you say, come. What can I do to help you? He said, all I need is capital to start a business. Listen very well. Without prayer, without anything, out of that compassion, you give that person that money, nothing will stop that money from prospering. Because it is going with love. It's going with a grace. But then we just say, I beg, take it, they go. Don't worry me, I beg. Leave me. Everybody, I mean, they go. If you put that thing, it will not prosper you. There's a power that goes with a compassionate heart. A compassionate heart is the only heart that when people are crying, you will cry also. Because you will feel their pain. And at that instant, anything you say, heaven backs it up. Not too many people know that. So people think Pastor Moses is very anointed. I am not very anointed. I'm not more anointed than you. The difference between me and you is the condition of our heart. Because I'm seeing somebody that depends on my prayer. Amen. Especially when I jump these people that have been messed up by these funny pastors. Mess them up. I'm looking at a child of God. At what the devil is messing us up with. In that instant, when I pray for you, in that instant of my mind, nothing stops it. Nothing. I don't pray that prayer two times unless I don't know what you are going to do. If you don't come to me, pray for me. I've not had time to listen to you, to get into what you are feeling. It's not only me. I'm saying all of us, every one of us here, we are intercessors for one another. We are to stand in the gap for one another. Christianity is a life of sacrifice. Sacrifice. But you can only sacrifice from a heart filled with love. For God so loved the world that he came down and took flesh and went to the cross and died to save you and I. And that is what we are supposed to be displaying. I have to point us to this because iniquity abounds and the love of many waxing cold. And that is the strength of the believer. That is the strength of the church. If we can be empowered with that again, then we can truly pray for one another. It is only in that state. I hope you know that the person you pray for from your heart, that is the person God will give you revelation for. That is the person. I hope you know. It is the person you love that the Spirit of God will wake you when he knows he's in trouble for you to intercede for him. I hope you know. If the person you hate, even if you see him for a dream, inside the dream, you go fight him. Power of love. I'm looking forward to see a church. Hallelujah. That will be filled with believers that understand this thing I'm trying to teach you. That we love. When they say I love you, they don't love you because they're looking for something from you. They love you because we share the same body and blood of Jesus. We are part of that body. We are part of that blood. I'm telling you, when the two of you will hold hand and pray over any matter, any matter, something will happen. It doesn't fail. But where there is rancor, where there is schism in the church, politics is going on. Politics. I'm of this, I am of that. Politics going on. It can never work. You will remain dead. Satan knows the power of love more than Christians. I pray that as somebody will take this bread and take this wine, you are taking the power that was released on the cross on Calvary. Something will happen to you, brethren. A demon of hatred will leave you. I say a demon of hatred will leave you. I say it again. A demon of hatred will leave you. But the test will continue because there's nothing in them to change. I'm talking to the believers. I'm talking to the real children of God. Don't allow the activity of a tear to affect you. And evil communication corrupts good manner. And the fact that I'm worshiping the same church with you does not make you my friend. There must be something I see in you that will attract me to you. And if you are negative in everything you are doing, I come to you, all you do is talk about negatively about people. Evil communication corrupts good manner. I will leave you. But I will not hate you. But I will not associate with you, because HIV is a virus. It is from fornication. Two of you jump together, you become one. You share the same virus. Before you know what, you two, you don't lie. Because a liar is your friend. Before you know what, you're a fornicator. Before you know what, praise the Lord. Somebody will stay in this atmosphere for 20 years to tell you how deviant they are. Deviant. I mean deviant. They don't care. With popular face, everybody knows you. 20 years. He's sitting down in a nightclub with beer. And then he's filming himself drinking. And then he posts it on his status for WhatsApp. For all of you to see. See me, see me. I don't deal in our church again. See me, I don't come out. See me. Now some of you that here you are in bondage. The real you is in bondage. You are waiting to leave so that what is in you will come out. Praise the Lord. And I said it to him. I said, is this you? And he said, Pale. Maybe he was drunk when he was reading it. Via Palo. If I don't have this revelation that I have now, I will have heart attack. My member. I know the church is a mixed multitude. I know better. There's not anybody here will do that my heart will skip. Nothing. You only manifest who you are. Everything you do is a manifestation of who you are. It's God telling me, see your member. No be your member. Oh. No be me bring her come. Oh. No be me bring her come. Oh. You get papa somewhere, we bring her come. Let us stand up. Somebody here, you just need a second touch. Touch me one more time. Oh Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
Touch me one more time, oh Lord. I need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time.
Oh Lord. Touch me one.
It's a prayer, it's a prayer.
Touch me one more time.
Oh Lord,
touch me one more time, Lord.
Touch me one more time. Oh Lord,
Lord, I need
a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord. Touch me one more time.
I need a
from the master. The Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I have just tried to impart some knowledge now. You didn't know where you lost the power. Now that you know, ask him. He will restore it. It is the joy of salvation. It's the joy of salvation. Love. Love. Love is the one evidence of conversion. And it is charity. Not filial love. Agape love. Please be seated. Let's go to business now. I don't know how many people I'm talking to around the world. As you will come forward, let the soldiers of the Lord, who later on will lay hand upon as many as the Lord will lead them, take your position. The angels of God, take your positions. I ask the Heavenly Father, come and do your work again. We know you as a restorer. We connect this bread and this wine. To the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24 of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 24. That last supper he had, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance. Broken for me. That is the emphasis. If it's broken for me, it's broken so that something will happen to me. That's why it's broken for me. It's broken for me. Oh, glory be to God. And verse 25.
After the same manner also, he took the cup.
He took the cup.
When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Listen. We are drinking it in remembrance of him. And some people that love this program because it's time for them to chuck wine. 30 days of drinking wine. Then they Lagos, then they come church, then they hold their own for house. Their own communion, I hope, not small bread, but the whole bottle of wine, I be their own. When they have empowerment. Days. Chuck. Faithfully. They never miss one day. Father, this is your blood. They carry the bottle. Listen. He said it is the blood of the new covenant, New Testament. God himself made a covenant of salvation with man, and he sealed it with the blood of his son. Now, not only with the blood, because there is blood covenant. Human beings do blood covenant. It is powerful, but the truth about it is this. There is something in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is a life in the blood of Jesus. There is a life there. That's the difference between his blood and your blood and my blood and the blood of animals. There is a life in it. And when that life comes inside of you, it is God's own life. It's called eternal life because it is the life of God. The Holy Ghost, God is a spirit. Inside of you is